Welcome to the Faith-Led Business Podcast, a home for entrepreneurs who want to take their God-given gifts and use them to strategically create a legacy of success for themselves and the people that they serve. My name is Monica Perez Burnett. I am your host, mom of eight with two sets of twins. I am a visibility coach, lover of all things tech, and I aim for you to live a life of faith over fear. All right. Faithpreneurs, happy Monday. It is a great day to be alive. And today we're going to be talking about the Our Father and that prayer. I actually ended up finding a translation of the Our Father in the Aramaic. And it's so good that I really wanted to share it with you today because we can kind of dissect it a little bit, and we can also apply it to how we are living our business and our life. So let's go ahead. I'm going to read it to you, and we're going to get started, okay? So here we go. Welcome. I see you all popping in. Make sure that you are also inviting your friends over. I don't know if they're already at the park or they're having a barbecue, but we always need to start our day off with the word. And what a better word than pretty much the most famous prayer that exists, right? So here we go. You know, the Our Father, you can find it in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read you line by line the actual translation, because when you see it, you see the feel behind it, the deeper connection that God wants to have with us through this as well. So today's conversation may be a little shorter, but it's going to pack a punch because this is his word. So let's start from the beginning. Our Father who art in heaven. And this is what the Aramaic translation says. O birther, father of the cosmos, you create all that moves in light. We forget that, maybe, that God birthed the world through his word. And we talk about the importance of words and the power that it has to give life and death. And we talk about how we can create a different circumstance in and around us by birthing specific things through our words. He is the birther of everything. Everything that moves within the light was made by him. Hallowed be thy name. This is what the translation says. Focus your light within us. Make it useful. As the rays of a beacon show the way. You wouldn't have gotten that from Hallowed Be Thy Name, would you? The translation or the way that we would have seen that would be like, yes, Lord, we praise you, we worship you, you are amazing. But the true meaning is focus your light in me so that I can be useful to your kingdom. Just as the rays of a beacon help to guide people to where they need to be. What do you do when you are lost? You grab your flashlight, right? When you're out camping and you forgot to get something, you get out of your tent and you're like, I don't see anything. So you grab your flashlight to find something. It shows you the way. Well, guess what? He is shining his light through us so that we can be a beacon of light to others. I'm telling you, if you do not show up to your business with that call in mind, with that duty, that charge in mind, then I truly believe we are not acting as faithpreneurs. We're acting as entrepreneurs, maybe. And we can say, here, I'm selling this, or this will serve you in this way. But are we being that beacon, that ray of light that God is saying, look, I created this. The rest I'm giving to you to put to use, to put into action, to not stay stagnant, to not put that bowl over you to hide because you don't think you're good enough, but to shine like nobody would shine. To know that you are made so intently by him to shine, to point back to him. If we don't show up to work with this mentality, we are pointing to ourselves. We're pointing to ourselves. And I'm telling you, every single time we show up and we say, I'm too shy to do this, or, I'm not qualified to do this. Let me share with you that that is also pride. We think it's being humble, but no, that is also pride. Why? Because it presumes that it's all about us. I'm not qualified. I can't. I don't know how to. How am I going to look? It's once again about us. And he's saying, no, I've got you. I created you. Make yourself useful. Today, as we start our week, we are calling into our minds, because this is where the battle begins. Monica, be useful for him today, in my family, in my interactions, in my business, in every part. All right, this is so good. We're barely at the very beginning, my friends. All right, the next one, thy kingdom come. I love this one. Unite our I can to yours, so that we walk as kings and queens with every creature. Unite your I can, our I can to yours. The moment we say I can, it implies a next step. It implies a next response. And what this says to me is, you know what? The moment that I choose to believe that his word is true, that what he's prompting me and calling me to do is true, he will meet me there. You can't move a parked car. So I need to be willing to move forward. And he's saying, I'm going to unite your step in belief, your step in faith to me, and I'm going to meet you there. And I am going to show you that you can walk as a king and a queen and have dominion over the earth, as I had said from day one. The next one is, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is the translation. Create in me a divine cooperation. This isn't a one-way street. This isn't a do it all for me. This isn't a genie in a bottle. This is a divine cooperation that we have with our God. It's amazing to know that we are not in a position where we just sit and twiddle our thumbs and think about what's going to happen next. We get to influence this. Create in me a divine cooperation from many selves, one voice, one action. One voice, one action. The church needs one voice, one action. And guess what? Faithpreneurs out in the marketplace need one voice, one action. You are to be set apart so that when people see you in action, they say, oh, wow, this person really seems like this other person that I met in this other business, in this other industry, look very similar. I wonder what the connection is. Or they'll say, if you've been vocal about your faith, they'll say, I get the connection. There's something to having faith. Why are they walking so confidently? Why are they so blessed? Why are they walking in divine health? Why are they so special? Sometimes people can be drawn to God out of jealousy. Why does this particular group of people seem to always be moving forward despite the circumstances? How are we representing that divine cooperation? Or are we just letting life happen to us? We need to be extremely intentional about this, faithpreneurs. We need to be extremely intentional. All right, give us this day our daily bread. Grant what we need each day in bread and insight. You know that bread isn't just, you know, physical bread that you eat, but his word, insight and wisdom into his word is what we're asking to have on a daily basis. Are you showing up to work every day with your own word and your own belly full of the things that you want, but you haven't filled it with the right fuel? This prayer is saying, look, I need your insight in order to cooperate with heaven. I can't do it on my own. In my own strength, it's not happening. It's not happening. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I like how this is written. Forgive our hidden past, the secret shames, as we consistently forgive what others hide. I had never, ever heard it put that way. Our hidden past. I know that all of us have something that we have done that we have never told anyone, or maybe one person in the world may know. There are a lot of things that people walk around in shame about. Yet he's saying, let's come from a place of, I acknowledge, I repent, I'm ready to move on. That's not who I am. That even though the enemy wants that to be my label, that's not the label that I'm going to take on for myself. And I am going to consistently, because forgiveness is a key factor, it's super important. I'm going to consistently forgive what other people are hiding as well. See, every motivation that we have for doing things, good or bad, there is a deeper reason. And if it ends up being something bad, it's because we've believed a lie about ourselves or about others, and we act on that. And so we need to understand who we are in him, in order for us to be able to analyze and say, oh, wow, this does not look like my father. Therefore, I need to step out of this. I need to do something different. I need to apologize. And I need to walk as what he said a few sentences ago, as kings and queens, as heirs of the throne. And I need to be willing to accept these things that I've done, but not be willing to live there. And not be willing to use it as my identity, which so many people do. So many people do. My whole idea of business came from a place of perfection, because I was always, in my mind, never enough. And so if I could get things perfect, that would prove to me that I was enough. If I could get it, oh, that's so cool. That looks great. That's awesome. That's so pretty. Then I felt good about myself, because I was secretly ashamed for all the previous failures that I had had. So I was striving and struggling and pushing and trying to do all the things to make it perfect, so I wouldn't put myself back in that place of shame. And once again, it's all about me. When I'm thinking of those things, it was all about me and never about him. And so what do? I reflect on it. I repent of it. I'm saying, Lord, I'm sorry. That was not what your plan and your desire for me, yet you never forced me. I had the free will to do it. But now I know better, and now I know that you have called me to be that beacon of light, so I'm going to step into it regardless. And I'm going to give others the same grace as they are dealing with their hidden secrets of the past or the present. And I'm going to continue to be the light regardless. The next one is, this is so good, right? It really just like kind of dissects the whole thing in such a different way. The next one is, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deceived neither by the outer nor the inner, free us to walk your path with joy. Deceived neither by the outer nor the inner. There is temptation outside of us, and there's also temptation inside of us, depending on the voice that we're listening to. Free us to walk your path with joy. If we can remove that deception, how do we remove deception? By knowing the truth. You can't know you're being deceived unless you know the other story, the other side of the coin. And that is truth in the word of God. And so when you know his truth and someone has come to deceive you with something, God will give you that divine wisdom or recollection of, oh, wait a minute. No, that's not who he says I am. Therefore, I see you are trying to deceive me. Or if in your mind you wake up saying, no, I just don't got it today. No, I don't have the strength to keep moving forward. But then you remember his word and you're able to continue on that path, says here, with joy. Not happiness, because Jesus did not promise happiness, but the whole fruit, one fruit of the Holy Spirit is joy. And that is long lasting. And that walks with us as we walk through the fire. And so let's make it super intentional and purposeful that we would walk in joy. And that's another thing that sets us apart. Why is that person always smiling? Why are they so happy? This should be the worst day of their lives. I'll tell you something. And this is, maybe you can relate to this as an entrepreneur. There are always tech things that happen when you're an entrepreneur. And since my thing is tech, I get the frustrations when the computer doesn't want to work, when the internet goes bad, when things are gone. Well, this morning, check it. I was going to play for you the longer version of the intro because I wanted to get some things done and pray a little bit during those 3 minutes. And I go in and literally everything in this one folder that I had on my computer is gone. It's like 20,000 things that I had on there, images, videos, like everything you can think of is gone. And when I press the button, I'm like, where did it go? Because I did a search for it. And I remembered that over this weekend, my computer has been acting really strange. And I would try to move things from one place to another. And I think, now that I'm looking back, I think that I accidentally maybe moved that folder into my trash. And I emptied the trash. And when I did that, I walked away. But it seemed like it was going on for a little while, but I thought it was because my computer was slow. I bet you the trash ate up my 20,000 pieces of content. That was like, I learned that the moment that I turned the button on for this live broadcast. Okay, so what is the lesson here and why am I telling you this? It's because I could easily be freaking out. I could easily right now be wondering what was in there that I actually need. But here's the thing, because I am being willing to dive into his word and into his truth, I am willing to tell you right now that I have joy in my heart. I have zero worry. Why? Why does that happen? Why did I not flinch when I saw that? Because I know that whatever plan he has for me to serve you or serve anyone else, he's got me. He's got me. I am his daughter. Why would he not take care of me? Right? You know, I don't know. Someone asked if I had a backup. I don't know if I have a backup. And honestly, I don't really care if I do or not. Maybe this is a new season to create different things. See, that is the difference. That is the difference between deciding his ICANNs being united with my ICANNs. This is a new season. Every day is a new opportunity for him to move in and through you. If I know that my business is attached to what was in that 20,000 pieces of content folder, then my business is limited. Business is limited. But I know that the God who created right here in the Our Father, it says the birther of the cosmos. If I know that he can create all that, well, he can create new things in and through me. So that's just an example as we like an everyday example, because I know I'm not the first person that this has happened to. But I refuse because now I'm aware. I refuse to let the enemy mess up my Monday. I refuse to let the enemy mess with my stress levels. My cortisol levels are just fine. We will leave them right there in Jesus' name. Whatever you guys need, he will give me what you need. If I have to make it all over again, I'll make it better. Do you see? This is a mindset. It's a frame of mind. It's a way of being. We don't talk about having faith. We live our faith. And our faith is founded in joy and trust and knowing that he is bigger than anything that can be happening in this very moment. And the determining factor is my response to it. What will your response be today to whatever is coming your way? Do you need a backup plan? Are you banking on your backup plan? That's the biggest question. What is your backup plan? I don't have a backup plan. I don't need one because I have him. And he, as the good father and good provider who provides good things for his children, will he not show up? Look, the moment your kids call you and they say, I got money, I need some money, or I'm stuck, come get me. Do you not put everything down and run and go grab them or cash app them some money? Look, I've got 8 kids. They are constantly, if it's not the little ones, it's one of the older ones has something that they need from me. And then add in my husband and the pets. And it's nonstop. They constantly need something. But what do? You drop it all and you go and you serve them. Why? Because you love them dearly. That is how our Father is with us. All right. Let's wrap this up. It says, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. From you is born all ruling will, the power and life to do, the song that beautifies all from age to age. It renews. Amen. What song are you listening to? What song are you listening to? You know, music moves us. It can move us into a state of reflection. It can move us into a state of movement and excitement. There are different songs that you would use to do a workout than you would use to go during your quiet time for prayer. But the truth is, either way, those songs move you into a space. Will you let the God of love who delights in you who delights in you, sing a new song into you today? Will you let his melody, his beautiful melody, ring in your head today? The one that says, I love you. The one that says, I know you. The one that says, I have more for you. I have a gift, a basket ready for you. I have a box ready with a big bow ready for you to open to see just how special you are to me. I have plans and ideas for you that you would have never thought of yourself. And his beautiful song of love towards you is calling you in. It's drawing you in. It's making you feel safe. It's making you feel wanted. It's making you feel loved. Yesterday I did a live and it was a little choppy, but the whole idea behind it was he is pursuing you. Will we take this new month to pursue him as well? That's the question. Are we willing to pursue this version of the Our Father that's calling me to be a beacon of light? Will we take this month to pursue him so that I can take those things that are hidden and reveal them in front of the Father and say, here, take my past, take everything that I'm not proud of. And you, the great potter, will you remold me and make in me a new creation? That is what we want. We want to be new and we want to walk in joy as he recreates us, as he changes our mind to the mind of Christ. That is what we want. And that is what we will claim starting today and tomorrow, because he is going to be doing new things. So let's go ahead. Let's pray this day in, this week in. I can't wait to be with you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow's a special day because he told me starting June 1st, I don't usually talk. It's funny. I was asking him last night, Lord, why am I talking so much about my birthday? Because I never talk about my birthday. People usually don't know. They'll find because the Facebook, you know, tells them who has birthdays on any specific day. But he keeps bringing it into mind and he keeps making me bring it up because something's going to happen. Year 49, we've got one more year before 50. Year 49 is going to be pivotal for me, which means it's pivotal for you because you are the people that he has entrusted me with. And so I am so super excited. So super excited for tomorrow, the day of my birth. But it's not about me being born. It's about me being reborn in him in a different way. And he's going to be manifesting himself in different ways that I have never experienced before. And I am so beyond excited about it because I know that that will be a witness to you, that that will be something that you will be able to carry into your families, into your businesses, into your life, that will be a seed that will bear much fruit. And so I cannot wait for tomorrow. I'm telling you, I almost feel like something, like there's going to be an earthquake that like just moves everything into place, like a good kind of movement, not like people falling in ditches and stuff. But I'm just excited. I'm excited about what's to come. So here we go. Let's pray this day in. So Father God, we are so thankful that we got to hear your word, this famous prayer, the prayer that you told us to pray, how to pray from a different light, from a different perspective. We're able to see ways in which we can participate, in which we can activate, in which we can motivate ourselves to bring your I cans and merge them with our I cans and create something new in a space that may be filled with dark. And as we enter into those rooms, the atmosphere changes, Lord. I pray over these faithpreneurs that as they do their work unto you this week, that they would be those atmosphere shakers, that they would be those atmosphere movers, that they would be the one being talked about by others. What's different about them? I want what they have. And that they would come to you and you would have the determination and the guts and the willingness to say where your source of energy and your delight and your joy and your positive mindset comes from, that you would take them to the source that can transform lives, that could transform generations, that leave a legacy. You are legacy builders. And so we thank you, Father, because we know that you are in movement. You are in motion right now to make these changes. You are in motion right now. You are stirring the hearts of your faithpreneurs right now so that their light will shine so bright. There is nothing, nothing that can hide it. And their joy is so great that even those who may be mourning, it's contagious for them. And they also are drawn into delight in you. We ask for your hedge of protection over each and every one of them, over their families. And as we start this new month, we break off any assignments of the enemy over their lives to distract, to hurt, to harm, to steal, kill, or destroy. We remove that in Jesus' name right now. They are not allowed to touch these faithpreneurs who have a special calling on their lives for you, Lord. And so we thank you. We stay in great expectation and excitement for what is to come. We ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, my friends. Well, let's get to it. There is a lot to do. Last day of the month. Go out, do all the things that he's calling you to do. And I'm telling you, tomorrow is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice. We will be glad in it. And we will be seeing mountains move. So let's get it. Love you all. I will be seeing you over here on the page. Once again, if you are not part of the text squad where you get announcements of when I go live, just text the word faith to 408-539-9611, and you will get notified when I go live or if I have anything else coming up for you. I'm going to make a big announcement tomorrow, so get prepped for that. And I'm just so grateful and thankful that you guys are walking this journey with me. I could not do it alone. You are my crew. You are my tribe. You are like my best friends. I just love being able to hang out with you all. So see you mañana. I will be going live and we will just see what God has in store for all of us. All right. Take care, everybody. Love ya.